You can see all of them. Let's talk about how DeSantis got deceived by the deep state. The deep state has long targeted DeSantis. They recruited him from very early on. Here's a guy from a working class family in Florida who goes on to Yale. Then he becomes the captain of the baseball team. He goes into the fraternity that has deep ties to the Bush family and Skull and Bones. Then he goes and gets a privileged gig at a prep school teaching in Georgia. That they usually give to people they're recruiting. That's where there's some photos that are probably going to come out down the road that might be unfortunate for DeSantis. Then New York Times and others are sitting on the story waiting for him to get the nomination to ambush him with it. Then after that, he goes to Harvard Law. He gets recruited to go to Guantanamo, where rumor is that he was involved and connected to various torture activities. Then he was sent over to Fallujah to work with the Navy SEALs. There too, he had you just research Fallujah, folks. Fallujah was a place where a lot of bad acts and bad places were taking place. Then he comes back and becomes assistant United States attorney in the Middle District of Florida, where he gets assigned child porn cases and Russian immigration cases that have a major political undertone and undercurrent. As is coming out, there are some deals cut that seem kind of odd, look like sweetheart deals. Go back and look at my expose here at InfoWars on Robert Mueller and how Robert Mueller used child porn cases to get blackmail information on high-profile people and cut sweetheart deals for those people. There's evidence that DeSantis might have been tied to that. Then he goes to Congress, where he aligns with the neocons and Tom Cotton, supports the Maidan coup, aligns with Paul Ryan, supports taking away Social Security and Medicare from all kinds of people. Then he runs for governor, and only then do we see a populist side of DeSantis. In order to win the primaries, he has his kids build a wall on TV. He reaches out to Trump. Trump puts him over the top. He barely holds off winning in the general against the corruption in Broward County. Is mostly kind of a nondescript governor until the pandemic rolls around. And at the beginning, he's celebrating lockdowns, saying lockdown saved lives, bragging about his lockdowns. He initially brags about the vaccines, paid for a bunch of vaccines out of taxpayer dollars, had old people take it in high-profile ways. Some of those people died that DeSantis gave the vaccine to in a high-profile way. But there was also a populist streak within him. He was willing to be critical and finally, hire a good surgeon general in Florida that challenged all the bad pandemic policies, open a grand jury, challenging the corruption of Big Pharma, challenging the World Economic Forum. And that led the deep state to believe that despite all these efforts to recruit him, he was untrustworthy in their minds. So how do you take him out? Well, you get him to run against Donald Trump. By getting him to run against Donald Trump, he takes himself out. And in the process, damages Trump as well. And that's how the way the deep state tricked DeSantis into doing it is they convinced him that Trump was going to be effectively taken out with a range of indictments. They told him this in late summer. And even though just months before DeSantis had agreed and DeSantis's people had agreed that he would be on the Trump ticket in 2024, he reversed course in the fall, as reported by a range of people. And he did so because he was convinced that being with Trump would not be successful because Trump was going to be taken out by the deep state through a range of indictments with investigations in D.C., Mar-a-Lago, Georgia, and New York. So that's why this New York case is really coming about. It's to get DeSantis to run because that was the quid pro quo to get him to run, along with a lucrative book deal that appears to have made him a millionaire. And if you research book deals, a lot of these book deals tend to be look at who's really buying the book. Often it's millions of dollars of people who aren't actually buying the book. Now, how can Trump beat the New York charges? Well, the charges are legally baseless. First of all, as Professor Alan Dershowitz, Professor Jonathan Turley, both from Democrats, have already said, there's no legal basis to claim that a non-disclosure agreement and payment of a settlement to avoid suit is a crime. That's never been a crime. That's part one. Part two. He can challenge it because the statute of limitations has already gone way past. The statute of limitations on this is 5 years in New York. Well, it's been more than 6 years since the alleged incident occurred. So there's no basis for it on the statute of limitations ground. They might try to say Trump was outside of New York and they couldn't reach him. They couldn't reach the president? That's preposterous. So the charges should be dismissed on those grounds. Then it appears there have been discovery abuses and selective prosecution, constitutional due process violations. The case can be dismissed on those grounds. So the Trump case should ultimately be dismissed if he can find a conscientious court. That will be the key. Up next in the second hour, the one, the only, the inimitable, the irreplaceable, Alexander Emmerich Jones, back to host the Alex Jones Show in the second hour.